A walk briefing. About 16 to 18 minutes spoken. One lesson. This is a walk piece. One idea only. You are grinding toward DeepMind post-training, with a bigger say on data. So we start where reviews actually break. The training pile. Not GRPO. Not a reward model detour. The file you fine-tune on. Here is the spine in one breath. Supervised fine-tuning teaches a model to imitate prompt and response pairs. Nathan Lambert's instruction fine-tuning chapter is clear about this stage. You are choosing what the model should sound like and which skills it should practice before preference learning or a reward model ever shows up. Sebastian Roschke's posture in the reasoning from scratch line matches the spirit. Understand the simple loop before you reach for the dramatic algorithm. For you, that means understand what the SFT file is doing before you argue about reinforcement learning. Core sentence. Say it once while you walk. SFT copies the distribution you show it. Not the distribution in the product vision doc. Not the distribution you meant to collect. The rows that actually landed in the training mix. If that sinks in, half of the noisy meetings about better reward models get simpler. Sometimes you do need a better reward model. Sometimes you showed the model the wrong pile, and the algorithm is faithfully amplifying your mistake. You already met three axes for good SFT data: coverage, quality, contamination. Tonight, we lock all four. The fourth is mix. Mix is the one people skip, because every individual row can look fine when you open the file one line at a time. First axis, coverage. Coverage asks whether the mix hits the skills the model must own. Tool use, long context, coding, refusal, multilingual, grounded citation, whatever the product actually needs. A spreadsheet that says we have coding because there are 50 coding rows in a million row chat pile is coverage theater. Real coverage means the skill shows up enough times, in enough shapes, that ordinary training steps will see it. If the skill only appears in a rare corner of the file, the model can look fine on average and still fail the product moment that matters. Second axis, quality.
Quality asks whether a strong human would prefer this response over a mediocre one. Is it correct? Is it useful? Is it in the style you want the shipped model to imitate? SFT does not secretly know which rows are aspirational. It imitates. Garbage in, fluent garbage out. Polished wrong answers are often worse than rough right ones, because fluency makes the error harder to catch in later stages. When someone says the data is high quality, ask what they measured. Agreeableness is not quality. Length is not quality. A pretty tone with a wrong tool call is not quality. Third axis, contamination. Contamination asks whether eval items or near duplicates of eval items leaked into train. If your post-training eval jumps and the live product does not move, suspect leakage before you celebrate. Near duplicates count. Paraphrases count. Templates with the same skeleton count. The room phrase is simple. How do we know this gain is real? Contamination is how gains become fake. A clean process story beats a lucky number. Fourth axis, mix. Mix asks, given the skills we care about, whether the proportions are honest. What share of training steps is spent on chat versus tools versus coding versus refusal? Even if every row is high quality, the percentages teach the model what to spend capacity on. Picture a set that is 80% polite chat and 5% tool use. Each chat row is clean, each tool row is clean. Coverage exists on a checklist. Contamination is under control. After SFT, the model is smooth at chat and soft at tools. Same rows, wrong weights. That is a mix problem, not a quality problem. In a DeepMind style review, someone will ask a blunt question. Is this a quality problem or a mix problem? Your job is to hear that question and not collapse both into one vague answer about better data. Better how? Better labels on existing rows? Better proportions across skills? Better coverage of a skill that is basically missing? Those are different moves with different costs. Here's a worked example you can rehearse on this walk. Suppose tool use evals are weak. Failure mode. The model forgets to call tools or calls them with shallow arguments. Preference data looks fine. Reward model looks fine. Someone wants a new RL run.
Pause. Pull a skill histogram on the SFT mix. If tool rows are 3% of tokens, you do not have an RL mystery yet. You have underexposure. The first move is reweight or upsample tools, maybe downsample easy chat, then remeasure. If the failure remains after the model has actually practiced tools, then you graduate to preference and reward arguments. That order is what peer-level data fluency sounds like. Lambert's practical loop is two tracks. Lock them. Track one, mix what you already have. Measure, cut, reweight, downsample the mountain of easy chat, upsample the thin skill. Do not invent new rows yet. Learn what the current pile is teaching. Track two, curate new data only for skills that are still weak after you fix the mix. Curation is expensive. Human writing is expensive. Synthetic pipelines invent new failure modes. Do curation when measurement says there is a hole, not when the team feels restless. Start with mix. Do not invent new rows until you know the hole. Why teams reach for fancy RL too early is human, not mysterious. A model fails in a demo. RL sounds serious. Data mix sounds like janitorial work. But post-training teams that win on product behavior are obsessive about the janitorial layer. Recipes beat vibes. Proportions beat slogans. Room-ready lines you can practice right now. I would cut chat by about 30% and upweight tool use because the failures look like underexposure, not wrong preference labels. This looks like a quality problem on a few rows, but the histogram says it is mostly a mix problem. Before we add a reward model stage, I want a contamination check on the eval slide that moved. We have coverage on paper. We do not have mix that will stick. Each of those sentences has a diagnosis and a proposed move. That is the tone of someone who can sit with the post-training team as a peer on data. Slow down on this for a minute. Coverage is about presence. Mix is about budget. Quality is about whether the imitation target is worth copying. Contamination is about whether your scoreboard is lying. Those four words are how you stay useful in a post-training review. When a failure shows up, name which axis you think is broken, then name the smallest move that tests that claim. Do not jump from a demo fail to a new training stack. Jump from a demo fail to a histogram, a spot check, or a contamination query.
If someone says the model is not helpful enough, ask whether helpfulness examples are rare in SFT, or present but low quality, or present and high quality but crushed by a larger refuse-heavy slice. Same complaint, three different recipes. If someone says we should collect more preference data, ask what SFT already taught. Preference learning is expensive. It should not be the first patch for underexposure. This is also why we are not opening with GRPO in your curriculum. GRPO and friends optimize against a signal. If the SFT prior is thin on the skill, you are asking RL to invent behavior the model barely practiced. Sometimes that works. Often it is a slow, noisy way to discover you needed a mix change last week. Keep the order in your head. Data axes, then classifiers and judges, then SFT recipe craft, then preferences, then reward models, then RL. You can visit later chapters early for curiosity. You should not argue them in a room until the data argument is honest. Four traps, then we close. Trap one, more of everything. You fix mix by adding more tools and more chat in the same ratio. That is a bigger pile with the same proportions. Mix is relative, percentages, what gets practiced every gradient step. Trap two, coverage without mix. 100 tool rows in a million row set is a footnote, not a curriculum. Trap three, quality theater. Beautiful responses that are subtly wrong. SFT will copy the beauty and the wrongness together. Trap four, celebrating eval gains before a contamination check. Ask how the gain could be fake before you ask how to scale it. Where this goes next in the curriculum, so your brain can file it. After you trust the pile, you still need classifiers and judges to filter data and later to score preferences. Judges fail in patterned ways. Sycophancy, format reward hacks, blind spots on coverage. We will drill those next. Not on this walk. Tonight is the pile and the proportions. When you sit down later, the homework shape is small. Five fake SFT rows for one Gemini-ish skill. Mark coverage, quality, and contamination risk on each. On the tutorial mini-mix, score the 10 rows, then write one sentence. I would cut X percent of blank and upweight blank because blank. Bring that back. We will pressure test it like a review.
One more contrast, because this is where rooms get sloppy. Case A. The model refuses too often on benign requests. You open 20 bad samples, the refusals are politely written. Someone says quality is fine. We need a preference stage to teach helpfulness.
Maybe. Or your SFT mix is heavy on safety exemplars and light on nuanced allow cases. That can be a mix problem dressed up as a values problem. Check the histogram of refuse versus allow before you spin a new preference collection. Case B. Coding evals jump 10 points after a data refresh. Product tickets do not move. Someone wants to scale the recipe. First question, did any coding bench items or close cousins enter train? If you cannot answer, you do not have a win yet. You have a number. Case C. A teammate proposes doubling the SFT set by generating synthetic tool traces. That might help coverage. It does not automatically help mix. If synthetics land as another thin slice on top of a chat mountain, you spent compute to write a better footnote. Decide the target percentage first, then generate toward that percentage. Notice the pattern. Coverage, quality, contamination, and mix suggest different next actions. If you only say better data, the room cannot choose a move. A quick self-check you can do without a laptop. Pick one Gemini-ish skill you care about. Ask four questions in order. 1. Do we have real coverage or coverage theater? 2. Are the responses actually good or just fluent? 3. Could our eval gains be contaminated? 4. What percent of the mix is this skill, roughly, and is that honest for the product? If you cannot answer 4, you are not ready to argue RL. That is enough for the walk. The quiz after this audio will push the same distinctions. Answer in your own words. Short is fine. Wrong is useful. We will pressure test like a review. Walk takeaway. 3 lines. SFT copies the distribution you show it. Argue coverage, quality, contamination, and mix as separate moves. Mix first. Curate for the whole second. Fancy RL only after the data argument is honest. That is the briefing. Enjoy the walk.